Sometimes you'll be having a conversation with someone and what they're saying to you on the surface of it is good advice. And yet it's uncomfortable because it feels as though they're accusing you, blaming you. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. You've had those sorts of conversations too, right? It's like there's an underlying anger in the other person's heart. And when that spills over into the conversation, when we feel blamed, when we feel as though they're accusing us, it doesn't matter how sound their perspective, their advice, their solution may be, we just won't accept it. If only they understood where I'm coming from. If only they understood why I did what I did. If only they'd shut up long enough to listen to me. Now, let's put the shoe on the other foot. When we're the ones being angry, being judgmental, pointing the finger of blame at the other person. It's not pretty, is it? It doesn't express the love of God, which we hope is in us. James chapter 1, verse 19. My dear brothers and sisters, always be more willing to listen than to speak. Keep control of your anger, because anger does not help you live the way God wants. James was Jesus' brother. So where do you think he picked up that little pearl of wisdom? The key to having those difficult conversations, which sometimes we do indeed need to have, is to keep our anger under control. Allowing anger to spill over into accusatory language is never going to yield the results that we want. Much better to be more willing to listen than to speak. Much better to find non-judgmental language to get your point across. Keep control of your anger. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Hey, the wisdom of God is available to speak into every corner of our lives. And what great benefit there is in living out His wisdom. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.